The school district wants $9.6 million to expand Mosinee Elementary. The building was designed for 300 students, and it now houses almost twice that number. Jerry Rosso is the school superintendent.
There certainly are spaces that we're using that are not appropriate for educational space, spaces that were once storage areas.
Storage areas that were originally designed as janitor's closets. Classes are also held in hallways and outside in portable trailers. At lunchtime, the students are herded into the cafeteria in 20-minute shifts. Rosso says they barely have time to eat.
By the time they get through the line, they go and sit down, they have less than 12 minutes to eat before somebody is tapping them on the shoulder and say, we've got to move on.
The conditions at Mosinee Elementary are not new. In fact, the district has tried to pass 13 referendums to address the overcrowding since 1979. All 13 times, the people voted no. Tom Martin is a member of the school board.
Well, it is embarrassing, and it's embarrassing to be sitting here and trying to come up with an answer.
Martin is a lifelong resident of Mosinee, and he says the city has always been a tough sell when it comes to raising property taxes. He's hoping that this time, a coalition of business and community leaders will make a difference.
It's time that Mosinee does something. We have to stand behind our youth. They're our most precious natural resource that we can have.
Mosinee voters decide on Tuesday if the 14th attempt at a referendum is the charm. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.